All right, Rob, episode 104, we're back.
We're back like a Cypress Hill reunion tour.
Yeah, we are.
I know.
What a great segue. I love me some Cypress Hill.
Yeah.
So I was rocking Cypress Hill just the other day, so I'm glad you picked up on that. It's exciting to hear. What are you doing over there? Sharpening?
I don't know. I just...
What is that thing? That's the broken thing.
It actually fits perfectly.
Wow. It's like a weird pencil holder for those that can't see because we're on radio. All right, episode 104, we're back. When we're recording this, it's a fun Friday afternoon. Not that anybody matters because you can listen to this whenever you want to, right? But came across this funny little article that I thought, it would be interesting to chat about on the old pod, right, about fast food companies, right? Everybody loves fast food. Like, I mean, we all know it's not good for us, but like...
But we all love it.
Man, sometimes delicious. You get that delicious, McGriddle.
Oh, correct.
Just kidding.
Oh, wow.
I know. That was a bad way to start. No. But
Whopper.
Yeah.
Whopper with cheese.
I know. The king of the fast food hamburgers, right? Well, anyway, there are a flurry, dare I say, a flurry of lawsuits.
Would you say a McFlurry?
Well, I see what you did there. Yeah. I sprinkled the breadcrumbs out. And you
teed it up for
and
me.
And you took it. I like it. That's why we're good partners. But the lawsuit is basically, hey, burgers and tacos don't look like they do in ads. It's all about food photography, right?
Yeah.
And commercial photography, and like, hey, here's this amazing Big Mac. Like, you get the Big Mac, it doesn't look like that at all, right? So there is
never has, never will.
Yeah, so we've got some lawyers out there that have been leading the charge. Shout out to James Kelly and Anthony Russo, who are suing Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, basically everybody, right? And saying, hey, it doesn't look like what it does in the ads, right?
Yeah.
I don't really know what the end game here is, I guess, right? The end game is to shame them into making the food look less appetizing. Like, I'm a little unclear on
the end game is a settlement.
Well, the end game is money. Well, here's what I mean. I guess the end game from an advertising and a marketing perspective.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the Popeye's chicken sandwich that looks so great in the commercial isn't what came in my bag. I mean, I get it,
Yeah. Suffice it to say, they're not going to make their photography crappier looking.
Yeah, so that's why, I mean, what do you think is going to happen, I guess, I mean, there is definitely, we can all agree, wow, it doesn't look like, it's different, right? Yeah.
They were all inspired by the successful lawsuit about the hot coffee.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere all over the cup. Caution. It's hot.
Well, but that's a reaction. That's a reaction to the lawsuit.
Yeah.
That wasn't on the cup beforehand, right?
Right. Right.
So it was. I mean, there's a reason why your dress shirt now says on the inside, don't iron while wearing.
Yeah.
Right? Because somebody ironed it while they're wearing it and burned themselves and probably won some lawsuit. I mean, it's crazy. We're in this litigious society, right? We're not lawyers, even though we can all pretend to be one. But I mean, what do you think about fast food photography not looking like what it actually is? Or forget fast food. I mean, just like the restaurant menus and things like that.
My honest answer is really?
Yeah. I'm kind of the same way.
Really?
Like, I want my food to look delicious.
I mean, I suppose there are certain instances where it could be egregious. And by egregious, I mean, I ordered a blue sleeveless t-shirt, but what I really got was a pink long sleeve hoodie.
Bought off Instagram.
Yeah, basically. Like it's wrong. It's totally wrong. I mean, that I get. But.
Well, part of it is that, hey, I don't know, we're picking on Taco Bell right now, but there's a, I'm not going to remember what the menu item is, but it was photographed with all the beef and everything kind of leaning towards the front, the beef and the cheese and the quesadilla and the whatever like that. And it's like, oh man, you're over promising. Well, it's not only like it doesn't look like what it is,
I don't get that much food when I order it.
Exactly. Right. That's exactly right. So, and there's a case to be made for that
as well.
I think
there's a case to be made for that as well, too.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, if you've never been around food photography, we've done a fair amount of food photography in our time. And it is an art form.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it is an absolute art form.
For sure.
And food stylists and the way they are able to spritz and craft and make things. I mean, half of it's not food, right? We're dressing it up with these things and stuff. And
Yeah.
It's a craft.
But
for
you,
sure.
It's my understanding you can get away with that if that's not what you're selling. Meaning, like, if you're doing a shoot for, I'm making this up right now, but if you're doing a shoot for cereal, the milk doesn't have to necessarily be real because you're not selling
milk.
You're
not selling the milk.
You're selling the cereal.
Right.
Right.
It's glue.
Yeah, it is glue. And I've talked about this with Kyler on a previous podcast about like all the different
tips and tricks
over the years, you know, how things have changed, right?
Yeah.
You know, lawyers are going to lawyer and it's going to be like these nebulous terms like reasonable consumer.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is the definition of what we expect?
It's ambiguous.
Things like that, right?
It is a gray area.
But I mean, hey, plenty of like, grill marked, you know, chicken breasts, for example, right? Oh, hey, you kind of lean in, you sear a little bit of the extra, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, of course.
Yeah, you might paint it brown a little bit, make it look a little, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of dressing up, but at the end of the day, it still is a piece of chicken, you know, that type of thing, right? You might fry 100 sandwiches, you know, to get the best one
to
that's
get
got
the
one. Crispy, crunchy,
sure.
Whatever, right? So yeah. The law of averages there is, well, 99 of those things aren't going to look like the, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, right? I mean, so. It just goes back to, yeah, we're a litigious society and it's unfortunate a lot of times. I mean, it's just kind of, I don't know. It's dumb, in my opinion.
I think somebody might win this one way or the other, and I don't think that really things are going to change, or what will change, and we do this because we do a lot of consumer package things, is there'll be disclaimers.
The type, the legal.
Yeah.
You'll have the little leaguer.
Yeah.
Leaguer.
Yeah. Leaguer.
Leaguer.
That sounds
little
like
leaguer.
A little.
That's like a little baseball player.
Well, a little leaguer. Yeah.
A little leaguer.
I initially went to like a weird little animal, like a
gremlin. Or a leaguer.
Like a leaguer. You know?
The sawtooth leaguer.
The Patagonian sawtooth leaguer.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
No, it was, cause we do this a lot on, packaging in the grocery store is, you've got the little asterisk that will say, suggested serving size.
Right.
Right. So, hey, the box is going to have, I'm making this up right now, but it's got 8 pieces of product in there. Well, we're only showing one on the, you know what I mean? Or you get, and consumers might be, keen to this, you get the little asterisk enlarged to show texture.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, hey, it's not that big. We've zoomed in on the photo to show you how delicious this mouth-watering, you know, spicy black bean burrito is, or whatever the case may be, you know, that type of thing. So I think we'll probably end up getting a lot of big pieces of point of sale in a Wendy's window with big old asterisks on there that say, you know, whatever they're going to say. I don't know.
Right.
Lawyers,
right.
You know, they're going to do things.
Actual order may look slightly different than in picture. You know, I mean, that type of whatever.
I mean,
if you think about just legal and whatever else, of course you go immediately to drugs and the marketing of pharmacies, pharmaceutical drugs, right?
Yeah.
And it's like,
don't take Xarelto if you're allergic to Xarelto.
It's a 30-second spot and 20 seconds of it are just the legal, and it's all been stopped short of, you're probably going to die if you take this.
Yeah, I mean, it may cause hallucinogenic side effects. Yeah. And this,
well, it's so...
Oily discharge, bleeding. I mean, I've heard
it's
everything.
It's always, the funniest one to me is we're going to pick on like Rybelsus, as the drug. And it's like, the first one is always, regardless of the drug, is, do not take Rybelsus if you're allergic to Rybelsus.
I know. I love that. That is the ultimate CYA statement.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Don't take this if you're allergic to it.
How do you know if you're allergic to it? You know. I don't know. Well, not only that. I know you're picking on like a radio or TV ad or whatever like that. I mean, have you ever opened up a People magazine or one of those things recently?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a full page of just...
It's six point type. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wall to wall.
It's, man, you've got old people riding bicycles on the right hand side and a nice headline, and it's, hey, wouldn't it be nice to not be allergic to things anymore? Great. I love that idea. Turn the page. Boom. The whole backside of that print is all the legal. It's like, what is happening?
It's crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
Well, we know what they say about common sense, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
But speaking of fast food, while we're sitting here, what's your favorite fast food? Or do you have a favorite or do you have something you would absolutely eliminate right out of the gate? You know what I mean?
Well, let's
it's a loaded question.
Here's where we're going to start.
The
question is, I'm going to rephrase the question.
Okay.
And it's going to be,
you're just trampling over me.
If you could only have one fast food,
The Desert Island fast food?
Yeah, the Desert Island fast food restaurant. You get one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life. And you asked me, so I'll go first. You posed the question.
This is a tough one. Okay.
Mine's Burger King.
Burger King. Okay.
The Whopper with cheese is the best fast food burger.
I will agree with you on that. It is the king of the fast food hamburgers. If you're in for a hamburger, right? So if I'm taking chicken sandwiches, I'm taking tacos, and I'm taking all that. You know, if we're just talking hamburger, the Whopper is the king.
Yeah, it's bigger.
It's big. We're both going the same place.
Flame broiled.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate a Dave's. You know,
sesame bun.
Yeah, yeah.
Chez?
The Chez on there is
I got
delicious.
No onion though.
All right.
I got no onion.
It's good.
And their fries have come a long way.
But they have updated their fries.
They've come a long way.
Now I gotta tell you, I'm not super familiar with the fringe menu of Burger King.
You don't need the fringe. No one needs it.
Well, if you're on a desert island, dude, you needed to have something else. Like Wendy's has weird stuff. They got chili, they got baked potatoes, you know, they got all sorts of nobody can see your face.
No one's eating that. No one in their right mind is.
No one wants a Wendy's baked potato. I'm with you, right? But if you're trapped on a desert island and you're getting drops from Wendy's every week, I mean,
I don't even know what else. Yeah, Burger King. What are they offering? I'm sure their chicken sandwich.
They have a chicken sandwich.
Their chicken sandwich is that elongated sort of.
Oh, you're talking the old school.
The old school chicken sandwich.
Oh, delicious.
I haven't seen their new one.
Well, it's part of the chicken wars. You know, it's a fried, crispy, crunchy. I think it's the king chicken or something.
The old school one that was sort of elongated.
It's like a loaf.
Oblong.
Yeah.
That was a good sandwich.
That is some processed beaks.
Oh,
and God
ain't
knows
nothing
what else
real
is in
about
there.
That.
But man, those things were delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I did love the Burger King as a kid because, they were really, I'll give them this from my recollection, right? Mm. They were at the forefront of the whole muscle chicken tenders and chicken nuggets, right? It was, they had the tenders before a lot of other fast food places had the tenders, and it was, hey, the real deal, not the, you know, the pink slime.
Pink slime.
Yeah, that we later found out, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going Burger King, right?
Yeah, I would go Burger King.
It's hard to break that.
Although, Burger King doesn't have a good dessert.
Well,
and
Do their shake machines ever work? I mean,
I don't think so. But I mean, Wendy's has the Frosty.
The Frosty is
classic,
delicious.
Classic dessert.
Got to tell you, I don't think I've ever been to a Wendy's where the Frosty machine wasn't working either. It's always working.
You get a straight up chocolate Frosty and dip you some fries in there.
I don't do that. Oh, everybody does that, but I don't do
delicious.
That.
Delicious.
Yeah.
But Burger King not known for that. You know, I mean, McDonald's has their classic pies, right?
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
And those are great.
Yeah, those are good.
And I'll do a Blizzard.
I feel like
Blizzard's Dairy Queen. Sorry, I mean a McFlurry kind of situation.
Yeah, McFlurry's delicious.
Yeah. Burger King not so great.
Now they've got the frozen Cokes. They leaned into the Slurpee aspect of, but that's not really dessert, I guess. You know. So, all right. Since you took Burger King, I'm not gonna take Burger King.
You can. It's okay.
No. But I'm gonna take the chicken restaurants off the table because I
no Chick-fil-A, no.
Yeah, I think that I would get sick and tired of just Bojangles. You know, like I mean, and it's good, but it's good. It's like we joke in our family, you only eat Bojangles in the Carolinas. You know, it's a fun destination treat on a
Bojangles.
Road trip. You know,
interesting.
Like, well, I mean, but I'm not picking it. I'm saying like of all the
Bojangles
chickens.
Ever Mrs. Winners. Over KFC?
Well,
over Popeyes?
Dude, I'm going to put Bojangles at the top of the chickens. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to put it over Popeyes. I'm going to put it over everybody else.
Good.
Yeah, Popeyes is good.
Popeyes.
But they never get my order right. Those pesky Popeyes. So I'm going to go Wendy's. I'm going to lean back into Wendy's.
I'm good with that.
You know, because of variety, I do like the Wendy's, even though I just said I'm taking chicken off the table. The old spicy chicken sandwich, that was delicious back in the day. It's a good one.
What's your go-to? Is that your go-to Wendy's order?
No, it's I would probably – my go-to Wendy's order now, now it's probably in the Dave's, like a Dave's double. Because I like a little lettuce. I like a little – you know, I like cheese, you know, that type of thing, right? Talk to me 10 years ago is all about the Baconator. I mean, oh my lord.
Baconator.
Give me the Baconator.
Great name.
Yeah.
Great marketing. Like the
but
Baconator.
There is nary a vegetable or anything green in sight. I mean, it is literally meat, cheese, and bacon and bun and sauce. There's no like, I like a little crispy, crunchy, you know, like in my burger now.
Yeah.
As I've aged, right? And the chicken sandwich is delicious. And again, I don't go there for the salads, but hey, they got salad. I mean, if we're talking airdrop delivery on my desert island, I'm going Wendy's. A very consistent product. They don't have the frozen. Their whole thing is like, hey, we don't freeze anything. Right. You know, like the rest of the stuff.
Well, I mean, and, but again, they've got
it's
the,
a good.
They've got the,
all right. So of the chickens, frosty. Though, of yeah. the chickens, though, what's your king of the hill of the battle of the chickens?
I gotta go Popeyes.
You're going Popeyes. Okay. And it's Popeyes for fried chicken, not like not chicken sandwich.
Not chicken sandwich. Okay. No. For okay. their fried chicken. And for the fried chicken. I mean, I want the biscuits. I want the fried chicken.
You don't like a Bojangles biscuit? Man, those are good too. Man.
I mean, I'm sure they're fine. Yeah. I've eaten more Popeyes than, I don't know that I've,
I'm with you.
I've eaten more Popeyes. Okay. There was a time when it was special in my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Hungover Sunday mornings. And me and the boys would go get Popeyes. And,
yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with
good
that.
Times, good times. Good times. But back to Wendy's. My order, and big fan of Wendy's.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Fantastic social media, by the way, too.
Yeah.
To bring it around to advertising and design and whatnot, right? I mean, Wendy's.
They're winning that.
And they have won that for years. Yeah, I mean, really Arby's, nobody's mentioned Arby's, but Arby's had a fun little, they had a blip, right? They were doing some cool stop motion stuff. They were giving a little sassafras back and forth. You know what I mean? But Wendy's hands down best social media team.
And I would say all of they're the best, certainly. Yeah. But in the Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, I love the social little battles and digs they have fantastic. With each other's. With each other's?
With each other's. Yeah, that's fine.
It's great. My go-to order at Wendy's is the junior bacon cheeseburger meal.
Okay.
You get two of them.
Yeah.
And it's delicious because it's great for driving.
Yeah.
Because they're not messy.
They're little. Yeah.
You get three bites and you're out.
Yeah. Yeah, hork that baby down. Oh, delicious.
Delicious.
So, I do say that on a road trip, my wife gets mad at me because I eat so fast because I don't want to make a mess in the car.
You always eat fast.
Yeah, well, I'm a
it
fast
doesn't
eater.
If you're...
But you haven't seen me hork down a Big Mac out of the carton.
I don't know that I was.
I mean, it's Big Mac down in three bites.
Big Mac can get messy real quick.
That's what I'm worried about. So, you know, I mean, hey, you're driving with your knees a little bit, but trying not to, and you got the carton thing. I don't want lettuce and sprinkling little things flying all over the car. You know what I mean? Like, on the road trip, right? So, I mean, I just chew that whole thing.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's like, is it cobra snakes? You know how they like unhinge
their jaw.
Yeah.
Just
devour.
Yeah. Just kill it.
All right. So you're a Popeyes. I would go Bojangles. I mean, you know, honorable mention of Chick-fil-A. I mean, we haven't really mentioned Chick-fil-A at all. I mean, it's a fantastic chicken sandwich. Like, you know, I like the pickles.
You're
pickles, right? You got to put pickles on the bad boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the pickles on. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You're not American if you take the pickles off.
Hey,
the
tell my kids then. They're getting booted out. So I take their pickles and I double up, you know, I just
double pickle. Extra pickles is fine.
Yeah.
But
and you like the Chick-fil-A sauce. I like the ranch.
I put
Chick-fil-A
in its own. Like, to me, I can't put...
It's kind of its own thing?
Yeah, it's kind of its own thing.
Yeah. Okay. I'm all right with that. No love for Taco Bell on this.
I do love Taco Bell, but I haven't eaten Taco Bell.
Well, I don't love Taco Bell, but I will say that Taco Bell doesn't love me.
I don't think Taco Bell loves anybody.
And, I mean, it's once every 5 years I'll do a pilgrimage to, like, you know what? My whole family's out of town. Yeah. I'm going to go get a Crunchwrap Supreme, some type of... cinnamon twisted. Speaking of dessert,
gross.
Some type of churro.
No, that's disgusting.
Okay, what's your taco order?
It is not a cinnamon churro. It is.
Oh no, well I'm so unfamiliar with the menu. I have to look it up online and make a post-it note.
I don't
and then I just go in there and I order like $20 worth of Taco Bell.
No.
I'm like, what just happened? And then I wake up the next day.
I want six regular hard tacos.
Oh, okay.
Just give me
classic.
The basic. Classic hard taco.
And then I want
two bean burritos.
Oh, what is it?
Bean burrito is awesome. There's nothing to it.
Is it just
it's
bean
like prison
cheese?
Food. I mean, it's like, that's what I imagine prison food is like.
Well, sign me up, baby. No.
But just decorated in hot sauce.
Okay. I shouldn't say quickly, but I mean, the Doritos taco shell was like the red, like, you know,
it's just brilliant marketing.
It was brilliant marketing. It was brilliant rage. I mean, they still have it, obviously.
Yeah.
You know? But we don't really talk about it anymore. And I don't know what.
Do they still have it? Is it still a thing?
Yeah, they have a Loco Taco. Like, I mean, they have a cool ranch and nacho cheese. I mean, I don't know what else. You know,
I seem to recall
they're all about the fire. They want the like fire spicy too. You know, like, and you don't need that. It's bad enough for your body,
especially the older you get.
Yeah, yeah.
The worse the repercussions. But I remember when they did reading the story about the Doritos tacos, and it was like, oh, they came up with the idea And then I think it took like 2 years. For them to get it right because it was all about the crunch.
Yeah.
How do you, because that's such the signature part of their brand. The Dorito crunch is so consistent. Unless somebody left the bag open, in which case.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's a bad scene.
Or it was a bad open and it tore all awkward.
When
the kids tore the bag. It's like, oh, it's
nothing worse. Yeah. But yeah, so they had to get like, you know, R&D for like 2 years to get the crunch to an acceptable place for the brand, which is interesting to think about the crunch as it's tied to the brand.
Yeah, but also it's unique in that you're taking a Dorito chip, right? And then you're wetting it. Right, with meat and wet
to shape it.
Right, so you want to make sure that the sog factor doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, there's no soggy aspect to it, right?
Never
so.
Had one.
You've never had one?
Don't want one.
Wow. What about when Haddon was here and they came out and we went, weren't you part of that?
I don't think I ate.
Because that's the first time I ever ate one. Haddon ran out and got, shout out to Haddon, who's not listening to this, but one of our.
If he did and I ate it, it was not memorable.
Not memorable. I want to say it was like, hey, we got six of this one and six of that, the Cool Ranch and the whatever.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I remember that happening. I don't remember eating it. If that makes sense.
That makes sense. I'm waiting for the Cheeto taco, where I would just blend it all together. Right.
Well, it is interesting the rise of sort of big brands coming together, right? Big food brands.
Sure. Well, PepsiCo owns all those brands. You know what I mean? It's all tied together. Yum brands.
And we've talked about this a few times. I'm taking a bit of a detour.
You can detour.
When I'm in the grocery store now and I need to go pick up some coffee creamer. And the amount of partnerships Coffee Mate
is, you've mentioned this.
It is out. I mean, you can buy M&M's creamer.
Horrible.
You can buy every candy bar mixed creamer.
It's just all sugar.
Oof.
Snickers.
It's kind of crazy.
Who wants a Snickers Coffee Mate?
Not this guy.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
Not this guy either. But
circling back to fast food marketing for a second,
yeah.
And just the way that the different companies do it, it's been interesting to watch, and it always is. You've got, you know, Wendy's over the years, they don't do anything too radical. They're pretty straight and narrow with, it's a lot of food photography. They talk about Dave, you know, I mean, we had Dave, we've had our Where's the Beef, and we've had some of our classic sort of campaigns that were good, but they generally stay pretty well in the lines.
Yeah. And it's occasion based. It's, hey, we've got breakfast now. We've got this LTO.
Right.
Oh, we've got this opportunity. You know what I mean? Right. Like that type of thing. Right.
I mean,
they do partnerships. They'll do like, hey, the Heisman guys they partnership stuff, but
they'll do wacky stuff like that. Yeah. Like, didn't they do the Halloween burger or something? Or there was a green burger or something?
The black bun, I believe.
Maybe that was it.
Was Burger King. Wasn't
okay.
It?
Okay.
Wendy's has done a pretzel bun, I think. Maybe Wendy's did the black bun. I don't know.
Anyway, but they're pretty conservative in their work.
Yeah.
Unlike a Burger King. I mean, Burger King when Crispin was doing all their stuff, it was like, whoa, what?
Out of control.
Creepy King.
Yeah.
The whole Creepy King.
Well, they took kind of what Budweiser was doing. In their heyday, where Budweiser would have multiple campaigns for the same brands, right? So we got the What's Up with Bud Light, we got the Frogs, and we've talked about, you know, like they got the different sort of approaches, right?
Yeah.
Crispin, I think, was doing a lot of, so we had the Creepy King, but then we had Subservient Chicken, you know, they had multiple different sort of campaigns happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And what was interesting too about that was like, man, F nutrition and calories, and it was, here is the biggest, most obnoxious breakfast burger sandwich croissant thing, like, and who cares? You're not here for nutrition.
Well,
you know?
everybody else, I mean, McDonald's went the opposite direction. Everybody else with their menu offerings was trying to go salads and health and bring it all in.
Yeah.
And I love that Burger King went, nope.
Yeah.
We are big, juicy, and out of control.
Yeah. But they also really leaned into the Impossible Whopper.
They did lean into the Impossible Whopper.
Oh, on
the health side.
Yeah. I do like Burger King's advertising. I like that they've gone throwback a little bit recently.
I love
too.
The 70s sort of
with the colors kind of coming in and doing things. So.
Yeah.
McDonald's really, I mean, the gold standard of just audio mnemonics, right? I mean, the ba da ba ba ba. You're right.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, and it's, hey, here's the global campaign. I'm loving it. And they're occasion based though too.
Yeah.
It's, hey, we got McCafe, you know, we got now get delivery from the app.
Yeah.
We got, you know, that type of thing.
I mean, from a,
it's almost less about the product. We all know what the products are.
Right.
You know, so it's really just more occasion based.
From an entertainment standpoint, it's pretty dull.
I would agree with that.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Well, they got the guy from Succession now. What's his name? Brian.
The patriarch.
Yeah. He's a lot of the voice of a lot of the commercials, which I find interesting. So, but yeah. Anyway.
Not a lot of fast food is eaten by me these days. It's usually it's kind of road trip.
It's a road trip.
It's a road trip only.
I agree with that. I mean, with the occasional Chick-fil-A sprinkled in, which you've identified is a category of its own.
That's a category of its own. Yeah. We put down a lot of Chick-fil-A, I will say.
Yeah, we did try the jalapeno pimento cheese Chick-fil-A sort of deal the other day. We had a little taste testing in the office. So
yeah, well, I mean, first,
Mike liked it, right?
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. It was fine.
It was good. It was fine.
I don't think I'm going back for it though.
No, I mean, I would eat it again, but I'm not, I don't seek it out.
Yeah.
There's a consistency of pimento that's interesting to me on the sandwich.
Pimento's fine. I don't like it. It's not like I search it out. You know what I mean? It's not my favorite. It's just like, if it's there, I'll eat it, but I would never buy it for myself, if that makes sense.
Pimento's like a deviled egg. Like,
I do love a double egg.
You either nail it and it's perfect, or it's terrible. Like, there's no
shout out to Watershed, the old restaurant bar here. Man, they had the best deviled eggs.
Watershed did?
Yeah, as an appetizer. Used to go there with my wife. We would
over in Decatur.
Remember when they had the one on Peachtree?
Yeah, I went Decatur then Peachtree.
Yeah, well, I think they had. Didn't they have two? They didn't close the Decatur.
Their fried chicken was the bomb.
Oh my God, delicious!
Watershed fried chicken back in the day was.
Oh my word, yeah, good stuff. That was a great. I mean, that great spot up there on Peachtree. Oh my God, I miss that. That was awesome. Yeah. It was a great bar. It was great everything. So shout out deviled eggs. I know Rachel's listening to this and she loved those deviled eggs.
I do love deviled eggs. I mean, game day deviled eggs. Tailgating deviled eggs.
So good.
Just don't let them sit out.
I don't like them warm. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're going.
No, they got to be chilled.
Keep those babies on ice. Until they're ready.
They got to be chilled like an oyster.
Wow, this has gone off the rails. we went from Taco Bell to oysters. What in the world is happening right now?
Maybe that's what we need. That's what we need is fast food oysters.
Oh my god,
McOysters.
Our next podcast is going to be reviewing oysters from around the world.
Oh, I do love oysters.
They're fine. I don't.
Oh, they're great.
It depends.
Depends on where you get them.
Yeah, and the categories of are we half shell or the Rockefeller?
We're half shell.
Well, we got I don't like we're not going to talk about oysters. We're going to go down. Well, maybe that's a sign we should wrap up today's.
I think so. It's Friday. It's Fast Food Friday.
Fast Food Friday. Yeah. All right. Where can everybody find this magical podcast, Rob?
When we're not in the drive-thru line at Taco Bell, you can find us online at mocktheagency.com. Of course, on all the socials.
Yes.
Mock the Agency is where we will be.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Good times.
Have a great weekend.
Yep.
Bye.